counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hey, this is Paul Lawton from The Ketamine.
Hi, this is Sasha Bulat.
This is Bob Maddox.
Hey, this is Catherine McCandless from Young Galaxy.
Hi, this is Maya from Outre.
Hi, this is Caitlin Loney from True Love Center, and you are listening to Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
That's right. It is the Earshot 20. Another week, another countdown. Thanks for joining us on the program. I'm Anthony Emmon. Brian Cleveland is out this week doing the countdown solo and bringing you the national top 20 from Earshot. And Earshot is the national campus and community radio report published weekly at earshot-online.com. You can find the national top 50 from where we take the top 20, as well as the top 30 charts for all reporting stations across Canada. In addition, you can find specialty charts including jazz, folk, rock, roots, and blues, as well as reviews, interviews, and loads more. So check out that website. And you can also find us online a few ways. Earshot20 at gmail.com. That's our email, facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook and at earshot20, our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out and all are great ways to get in touch. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, we are happy to do that for you in the form of an interview, and we will play something from your latest release. So please reach out, get in touch with us. We love to do that. And we've got a really big show lined up for you this week that includes your top 20, and there has been some pretty big movement around the charts. Won't ruin it for you if there's a new number one or not, but I'm willing to bet that, as Brian said last week, we're probably going to see our number one stick around for a couple of weeks anyway. But in addition to the top 20, you're going to get the lowdown. You're going to get your music news. We're talking with Christina Martin as well. And we are talking with Scott Monty Monroe from Viet Cong. A big show lined up for you, and I don't want to hesitate, but I will tell you that there is lots of movement. A big jump to the number two spot this week. It is Siskiyou jumping up and displacing our former number two last week, Ariel Pink. All kinds of stuff, and a couple of debuts in the top 20, and all kinds of debuts below the top 20 to tell you about later on in the program. Right now, we're going to kick it all off. Coming up in a few minutes, you're going to hear from Nancy Pants and the High Dials, but first, in at your number 20 spot this week, it is Hey Rosetta with the album Second Sight. You're going to hear a song called Dream. It's in at your number 20 spot, down from number 12 the week before. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
And
just like we want it, just like we need it. Why can't we just like us? Who says we can't? Who says we can't? Who says we shouldn't? Who says we couldn't make it just like we love it? Why can't we just like us? Why can't we just like her? Who says we can't? Who says we can't? Who says we shouldn't? Who says we couldn't make it just like we love it? Why can't we just like a dream? Oh, 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 it's just a dream.
You're listening to the Earshot 20, number 19. Shot 20. Number 18.
That was Nancy Pants in at 18 this week, up from 21 the week before. The album called Total, you heard a song called Apple. In before that was The High Dials with a song called Impossible Things, and they're sitting at 19 this week, down from 18 the week before, a one spot drop. Their album called In the AM Wilds, and kicking off that set of three, kicking off the program, was Hey Rosetta, a song called Dream, and you heard that from the album Second Sight. All right, we're going to take a break from the charts right now and head to the phone lines. We do every week bring you a segment that we'd like to let you know what's going on in the world of music news. And it's brought to you from Exclaim Magazine. Stephen Karlick is a senior editor there and a friend of ours here on the program. And Stephen, welcome back to the program this week.
Hello, hello.
And we'll kick things off with a story about Neil Young. And the title of this just, I was like, oh, fashion statement. So he's getting into fashion. Then I see the picture below the title and I'm like, I don't really know if that's fashionable, but maybe it is. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, it's not so much about fashion as him deriding the new vinyl resurgence as a fashion statement, he said. It's a little more complicated than that. The problem, he says, isn't vinyl itself. As people will know, Young is a notorious audiophile, and he has that new Pono player, which is, I have some thoughts about that, but we won't get into it here. but he says that the problem has everything to do with the way that vinyl is mastered, since it can fall victim to the same poor mastering associated with the loudness war of the CD era. He says, quote, a lot of people that buy vinyl today don't realize that they're listening to CD masters on vinyl, and that's because the record companies have figured out that people want vinyl. And they're only making CD masters in digital, so all the new products that come out on vinyl are actually CDs on vinyl, which is nothing really but a fashion statement. Of course, this is a generalization on Young's part, since a lot of current albums are mastered specifically for vinyl, not to mention the number of vinyl-only releases that are released. But he is correct in many cases, especially when you buy something that is a bootlegged album. Almost all of the time, that is a digital-only album that has been put on vinyl. Young does say he appreciates the vinyl resurgence, though. He says, quote, it's a niche, and it's a great niche, and it's a wonderful thing, and I hope people continue to enjoy vinyl, and it continues to grow because it's a good thing. He did emphasize, though, that, quote, this is a convenience-oriented society, and vinyl is not a convenient thing. So lots of thoughts on the vinyl resurgence from the man, Neil Young.
It's quite interesting. That's an interesting concept. I have to say I don't know a lot about vinyl because I don't listen to it that much. But I find that rather interesting that he's saying most of it is just CD quality. Is there really that much of a difference between the way that it's formatted or mastered?
Yeah, the thing about analog sound is that you have more room to space out the sonics on it. So where you have to compress sound to fit it on a CD, you could literally fit like much bigger files, so to speak, much more sound on a record. What he's saying is that you're getting CD sound on a record in a lot of these cases. Or he's saying all of these cases. That is not true. A lot of records are mastered specifically twice, once digitally and once for analog sound. I mean, even in cases where you're getting a CD on vinyl, you can't hug a CD, no. Is all I'll say.
Well, there you go. And but interesting nonetheless. And talking about albums, we've got an album announcement coming from Great Lakes Swimmers, and they've premiered a new single.
Yeah, a couple releases to talk about this week, the first of which is from Canadian outfit Great Lakes Swimmers. Following 2013 solo outfit Prayer of the Woods, songwriter Tony Decker is back to focusing on his folk rock ensemble, Great Lakes Swimmers. Their newest long player is called A Forest of Arms, and it will arrive on April 21st through Network Records. Rather than recording in a dedicated session, the Great Lakes Swimmers made the album over a number of sessions in a scattering of locations. Curiously, some guitars and vocals were captured in the Tiendanaga Cavern and Caves in Tiendanaga, Ontario. This is a change from the band's last album in 2012, which was the first time they recorded in a proper studio. Decker has cited his experiences with the World Wildlife Fund, through which he witnessed the impact of the BP oil spill as well as the Northern Gateway pipeline controversy, as sources of inspiration for the band's new songs. He says, quote, I've been incubating these songs and we'll see how it goes. I'm trying to work with a kind of concept or through line that incorporates my recent experiences. So some cool stuff on that album. Kevin Kane of the Grapes of Wrath appears on the album, and it was engineered by Justin Shane Nace and mixed by Howie Beck. You can see the cover artwork online at exclaim.ca and hear a first single called Zero in the City, as well as the track list, all at exclaim.ca, as well as upcoming tour dates, many of which are in Ontario, but they're also hitting Quebec, Manitoba, Saskatchewan, Alberta, and BC. Lots to take in there. Head to exclaim.ca for all the info.
Big stuff. Great Lake Swimmers made a splash last year on the charts with their release. So hopefully this year we'll be hearing from them again. And one more story before we get back to the charts, and that is Prefuse 73 detailing three new releases.
Yeah, not just one, but three. We haven't heard much from the project since 2011, but we knew that 2015 was going to be a big year for Prefuse 73. As a longtime Warp artist known as Guillermo Scott Heron jumped to Temporary Residence Limited for two EPs and an album, he's now confirmed the details for this trio of releases. The first EP, titled Forsyth Gardens, will be released on April 28th. Heron said in a statement, quote, "I've come back to hyper-focusing, immersing myself in the sounds, rhythms, and formations that created Prefuse 73 in the first place. Recently, I found a new life in the whole process of refining what I've created over the years as Prefuse." After that, EP will come a full-length titled Rivington Now Rio, which will be out on May 12th, apparently featuring guest appearances from Sam Du, Milo, rapper Bus Driver, and Rob Crow, the singer of Pinback, as well as Helado Negro from Asthmatic Kitty, Sufjan Stevens' label. According to a press release, the album, quote, "revels in the kind of compassionate complexity that marks Prefuse 73's greatest works, with a profound new element added to the mix, patience." So that's an interesting thing coming from describing an artist who's known for cutting up and sampling all kinds of music in his sound. So interesting stuff there. The last EP of the lot is called Every Color of Darkness and will be released on July 14th. These three releases together will make up what he calls an epic triptych. So lots to look forward to there. EP tracklist for Forsyth Gardens and the tracklist for the new album, Rivington Now Rio, all available at exclaim.ca. No track list yet for that third EP, but plenty of time between here and July 14th. So lots to look forward to.
Well, and several releases like that will make it interesting to see what live show, if they do have one, will bring, because there's all kinds of new music for them to explore.
Yes.
All right, we're going to get back to the charts, and Stephen will get you to hang on the line. We'll be catching up with you in the second hour of the program. I'm going to let you know what's coming up next. It's Elliot Brood with his album Work and Love, sitting at 17 this week, up from 22 last week. You're going to hear a song, here it is right now, called Jigsaw Heart. Oh,
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 16.
A tale of white lies, right to the kingdom come. I had an alibi and a hotel car. I had an alibi and a white fence picket yard.
And that was Jen Grant with her newest album, Compostela, and you heard a song from that called American Man. It's in at 16, up from 24 the week before. And then before that, Elliot Brood with a song called Jigsaw, his album sitting at number 17 this week, up from 22, the album called Work and Love. We're excited to once again feature a maritime artist that we are huge fans of here at the Earshot 20. We last chatted with Christina Martin back in 2012 upon the release of Sleeping with a Stranger, and her new album, It'll Be Alright, is forthcoming with a late February release. We're sure you'll hear her again on the program as it charts across the nation, but we have the great opportunity to preview the record and chat with Christina this week. Christina Martin, welcome back to the Earshot 20.
Thank you so much for calling me.
Oh, it's great to chat, as always. And so I want to chat a little bit about this album. You wrote a lot about your family. And could you tell us a little bit about the personal and emotional themes on the record?
Sure. Well, I mean, I've always written, you know, I've always been drawn to write about what affects me. And it just so happens that, you know, my family is a big part of what affects me. I think that's common in everybody's life, and I didn't want to shy away from the tough topics, sort of something that I try not to shy away and dive into that with my songwriting. I always have, and it's always a struggle, especially when, you know, I'm trying to understand difficult things. So I lost my brother in 2013 in the summer, He had had a relapse with his with addiction problems, and you know, so one of the songs, Reaching Out, although there's a positive message in the song, you know, I don't really shy away from that conversation, you know, and just my own trying to figure out how do I deal with this loss, and I've always tried to explore tough topics and figure out life stuff through my music, and I think I always will. But then I also, I think, try to honor people who are dear to me. My mother, it's the first time I've been able to write a song that honors her difficult experience, you know, when we were growing up, and you know, she's an incredible woman, and I don't always you know, express it eloquently. We're very different, but I just, she's a big force in my life, and I wanted a song that would honor her and her experience. So Things You Can't Tell by Looking Her Way is that kind of a song, and I think that you know, there's that woman or that role model in all of our lives that we think back and go, man, if I didn't have that person, you know, where would I be? And for me, it's definitely my mom. And I also, there's a, you know, I try to honor my other extremely important relationship with my partner who produced this album, Dale Murray, with the song called Somewhere With You. And, you know, he's a big inspiration for a lot of what I've done. And you know, I'm here now because of him. And so I think I'll always, you know, write and explore life issues through my music. And my family may always make the cut for the album. But there's also people I meet on the road when we're touring that inspire, you know, the music or the lyrics and the messages. As I hope that comes across too.
And a lot of great messages on the record for sure, from what it sounds like. And so you have a couple of Canadian dates coming up in Moncton and Halifax, then you're going to be on a big 3-month European tour. Are you excited to get back overseas? What drives you to tour Europe?
Well, what drives us to go back to Europe every year now is that people want to come out and listen to music, and they buy the CDs and the vinyl, and they've been super supportive, and they certainly have the population over there. We love touring in Canada. It's just a lot more difficult because there's so much great music out there, and people have to be very selective, you know, with their time and their money. And so, you know, we're not able to tour as much right now in our home country, but that's why we're focusing on a couple shows now: the Spats Theatre in Halifax, Moncton Capital Theatre, February 19th, and we're also focusing on doing bigger shows with the band. And we have a creative director, you know, for this this album release for the band shows, and working on creating more of an event so people will really feel like that was awesome. I'm really glad I went out, and I can't wait to go out and see live music at that venue again. You know, you know, after we go to Europe, that'll give time for people in Canada to hear the record and catch wind of it, and hopefully they'll like it. And we'll be doing more shows in the summer and in the fall, and well, hopefully beyond that as well.
It's awesome. And is there a place that you're most in particular that you're most excited to play? Having been to Europe before, are you going back to one of your favorite spots?
Well, we're going back to a lot of favorite spots. There are venues that keep having us back, and there are venues that now, you know, we get to bring the band back for the first time. We get back to the venues that we've been before. So there is, in particular, we've been able to have an artist in residency in the city of Dachau, which is just outside of Munich, and we've really, you know, developed quite fond friendships and relationships there, that community. So I'm especially looking forward to, because they've invited us back to have a home base there and my band, I'm looking forward to bringing the guys there and to playing that show. But really, all the shows are going to be fun and exciting. We're playing a lot of cities you might not know if I said them, but like we are playing Hamburg and, you know, there's places like Aschaffenburg and Wetzikon in Switzerland, Innsbruck, Austria. These may not be very familiar, but they're exciting for us. Yeah.
Sounds fun indeed. And so you said that we could look forward to some Canadian dates. Also, are you still in the process? Do you continuously write while you're on tour, while you're out on the road as well?
It seems to be. I've been so busy with, you know, doing sort of the logistics, because I do a lot of that myself still, that I'm not writing right now. But when we do hit the road, I shut down my office brain, and I end up getting a lot of inspiration from just being on the road. So I've got my journal with me, and I'm jotting things down, and then there'll come the time when I eventually put some more songs together. Yeah, but right now I'm not writing. I'm just consumed with logistics and getting the show ready and performing and practicing with the band, and then yeah, I'll be writing more once we get on the road.
Well, it's exciting. We look forward to what's to come, and we're going to give everybody a little taste right now of your new album. Christina, always great to talk to you, and we wish you the best of luck for 2015.
Well, thank you so much for your support.
Here it is in an Earshot Extra spot this week, Christina Martin's newest album, It'll Be All Right, a track from that, and then more of the charts is on the way after this. Stick around. You're listening to the Earshot 20.
Earshot 20.
I think you know.
With Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland. This is the Earshot 20. Number 15. Number 14.
Baseball bat.
And you just heard from two debuts in the top 20, our only two debuts in right there was your number 14, and it was White Horse, just out from the Canadian folk rock band White Horse, is their third release, Leave No Bridge Unburned. You heard a song called You Get Older from that. And in at number 15, just before that, was the Dodos. It's the sixth album from the San Francisco psych folk duo, Logan Krober and Merck Long. And you heard a song called Competition from that album again, sitting, entering at 15. And before that, we heard from Christina Martin. Thanks very much to her for joining us on the program. And you also heard a song from her album, her newest album, I'll Be All Right. You heard the title track from that album. Coming up in just a few minutes, the remaining three of the first 10 of the top 20. And don't forget to head over to our Facebook page, facebook.com/earshot20. If you want your chance to win, we're giving you a chance to win right now with Beams as we run a contest. You like the Facebook contest photo that we have on our wall there, and it's a chance to win their most recent 7-inch that they put out, The Gutters and the Glass. Make sure to head over there right now and check it out. Another couple of weeks before that contest closes, so you'll want to get over there and get your name entered. All right, we've got three tracks to bring you, and we're going to kick it all off with your number 13. It stars Sitting Still in that spot for this week. The album is called No One Is Lost. You're going to hear a song called The Stranger. Two more to come after that. Stick around. Here is The Stranger, stars your number 13. It's the Earshot 20.
The plane comes down behind enemy lines. The stars shine obscenely. You don't speak the language, but you've learned your lines, and you have a gift for making people love you. Now you're a stranger, now it feels better, it feels better and better, till you feel nothing at all. Follow the river until you reach the town. Sleeping rough, getting closer to the target. The nights and days of murder are keeping you down. You dream at night of all the things you have to forget. Now you're a stranger, now it feels better, it feels better and better, till you feel nothing at all, yeah. Now you're a stranger, now it feels better, it feels better and better. One last thing you have to do if you want all this to stop. Just remember who your friends are. Keep in mind you are alone. Look inside the envelope. You were never going home. Now you're a stranger. Now it feels better. It feels better.
You're listening to the Earshot 20, number 12.
Shot 20. Number 11.
We'll be alive.
And that was The Decemberists, in at number 11, up from 32 last week. What a Terrible World, What a Beautiful World is the name of the album, and that is one of our biggest jumps into the charts this week. You heard a song called Calvary Captain. In before that was The Door, D'Angelo and the Vanguard. You heard from the album Black Messiah. They're sitting at number 12, up from 19 last week. And to kick that set of three off was number 13, sitting steady at number 13 this week. Stars with the album No One Is Lost. And you heard a song called The Stranger. That is it for the first 10 of the top 20. And if you're just tuning in, I'm Anthony Edman. Brian Cleveland is off this week and counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. If you're not familiar with the program, the Earshot 20 is Canada's national countdown show, recorded every week out of St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station, Local 107.3 FM. Recorded every week and debuted on Fridays from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time, we then send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus and community and online radio partners, about 30 of them now, across the nation. We thank them all very much for airing this program. You can also find the program for download from radio4all.net. That's radio4all.net. And you can podcast this show on iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, though, thanks very much for tuning in. And stick around, because when we come back, you've got the top 10, all kinds more on the way as well. Stick around. We'll be right back.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.